This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
Hello, my name is Anastasia. I'm learning English to read books in English, like Agatha Christie, Lewis Carroll and Shakespeare.
Anastasia, welcome to Grammar Challenge. Thank you very much for helping us. The first thing I want you to do is listen to this conversation. There are two people and they are speed dating. Do you think they will go out on another date after this one?
So, tell me five things about yourself.
Well, I'm from China. I like classical music. I hate cheese. I live at home with my parents. Oh, and I've climbed Mount Everest.
Really? I'm into drum and bass and I'm terrified of heights.
Okay, so do you think those two people will have another date?
I don't think so, because the boy hates climbing and the girl adore to do it.
Well done. That's it. That's exactly the right answer. He's terrified of heights, so he's scared of climbing. Now, normally in this part of the Grammar Challenge, we play you a part again so you can listen out for something. But this week, our Grammar Challenge is about something we don't say. To tell us more, here's Nuala.
Articles are the small words, a, an, and the, that we use before nouns. However, sometimes we don't use any articles, and this is what some people call the zero article. Today, we're looking at a few simple rules for when we don't use an article with a noun. Firstly, we don't use an article with plural nouns or uncountable nouns when we're talking about things in general.
I'm terrified of heights.
I hate cheese.
I'm into drum and bass.
Secondly, before countries, towns, streets, languages and single mountains.
I'm from China. I've climbed Mount Everest.
Thirdly, before some places and with some forms of transport.
I live at home with my parents.
I came here by car.
Finally, in exclamations with what, plus an uncountable noun.
What beautiful weather.
What loud music.
That's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
That was Nuala telling us about when we don't use articles. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read you some sentences. And I want you to tell me if those sentences are correct or not in their use of articles. For example, I'll just give you the first sentence. She's from Saudi Arabia.
It's correct.
It is correct, yes, because Saudi Arabia is a country. And we don't use articles with countries. Here's the next one. What terrible film.
It's correct. What terrible film without article. Because in phrases which begins by what, we don't use any article.
You nearly got that right, because film is a countable noun. Mm-hmm. With uncountable nouns and what, there's no article. So, for example, what terrible weather, no article.
Ah, what a woman, yes.
Yes, but what a woman, yes. You're looking at me when you say that.
No.
What a woman.
No, it's in the film Gone with the Wind.
Right, okay.
Yes.
So, try this one. Is it right or is it wrong? She never drinks red wine.
Yes, it's right.
Yes, that is. Well done, because red wine, there, it's an uncountable. It's an uncountable noun. Here's the next one.
Yes.
He's wearing a pair of jeans.
A pair of jeans.
Yes, it should be a pair of jeans. Well done. You spotted there. That does need an article. What delicious chocolate.
It's a chocolate, it's an uncountable noun, so without article.
Exactly right, that's correct, very well done. Look at moon, it's lovely tonight.
Maybe the moon, no?
Yes, exactly, yes. Look at the moon, mm-hmm. Look at the moon. So that does need the definite article. Next one. She comes to school by bike.
Oh, yes, it's correct.
Exactly right. Yes, it is correct. Okay. She loves eating rice every day.
It's correct.
It is correct. Well done. What good idea.
What a good idea. With article.
Yes, it should have an article. What a good idea. Well, congratulations. You've done very well on your grammar challenge. Well done.
BBCLearningEnglish.com